Twitter.
Flex and Frooms.
Flex and Frooms.
This is the Flex and Frooms Catch Up Podcast.
I don't really think that social media or Radioland is ready for this take. Over the last couple of months, maybe even a year or so now, we've been talking about the consequence of telling people to go to therapy or saying go to therapy as an insult. But I came across a video from a psychiatrist that I've been following for a few years now. His name is Dr. K, and he specializes in this intersection between technology and mental health, and his demographic is mostly men. He does these like hour and a half, 2 hour long live streams. He might play games while he's doing it, but he's got this really amazing way of coming across really like gentle and kind and considerate, but he also is aware of his demographic because his area of expertise is men in particular. And as someone who is not a man, I find it really interesting to see how he broaches certain topics, and he does it with a sense of care and empathy and almost like, it's like parentified. I don't know how it resonates with a lot of men, but I see his followers, they like it. It should exist. He made a video a couple of weeks ago talking about why therapy in particular isn't the solution for men. My ears pricked up.
Okay.
So what do you mean, King? Is this very helpful information to be spreading around on the internet? Also considering that people don't really care or understand for nuance, I was like, this can go downhill very quickly. Listen to this excerpt from the doctor himself.
If you're a man, an emotion is a problem to be solved, not something to be talked about, right? So think about, like, if you get bullied on the playground and you feel ashamed of yourself and people call you a fat kid and beat you up, that isn't something you talk about. In fact, if you go and cry to mommy or cry to the teacher, you're actually treated worse. You're taught that articulating problems and talking to people is cause for punishment. Instead, what you're supposed to do if you're a man is fix the problem.
To summarize what Dr. K is saying is he's of the belief that because men and women are fundamentally different, and how men respond to things is through action, and how women respond to things is through thinking. Let's say broadly, generally, that's what he's saying. And so the therapeutic practice systemically works better for women because it acknowledges the way that they want to acknowledge and process their problems. It gives them more verbiage to express how they feel. And through expressing how they feel, they're then able to act and make changes. Whereas men don't need the in-between process and go straight to action. So if we can't tell men to go to therapy because it's inefficient or delays the inevitable, then what is the solution? Telling men to just be better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the way that it's been done for years up until this point, and it didn't really work. Hence why people are like, let's try the different approach. Let's talk about it. Let's see how you feel. La, 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 la. I think it's also really interesting how, you know, If this is the take that starts floating around the internet, you can't tell men to go to therapy. I don't think someone like Dr. K, for example, is recognizing that if therapy is not the buffer that makes a man a better person, the standards of behavior increase automatically. If you go to therapy, you'll be better. I'm gonna need you to be better now. Mm. And I don't know if that works.
Can I say what I think?
Please.
Okay, so I think what he's essentially saying is that men like externalize what they're going through, right? And to me, like, I just hear that and I feel like that is the pipeline of why men become violent.
Mm.
I know that feels like a big jump, but like essentially his argument was that this boy gets called fat.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on a diet and learns martial arts and then quote unquote shows him who's boss. It's giving violence.
Yeah.
And I feel as though the solution is to change the child, like what we're telling young boys as children what to do. But then when I say that, I'm like, okay, what about the men that are like our age that have already grown up with parents that told them not to do that? I feel like, also I love how I'm saying I feel like this and he's a literal psychiatrist, but we also know, not to shite on Mr. K, that even in the fields of like psychology and psychiatry, they're still so informed by patriarchy.
And he says it himself. He said there's a systemic bias towards and against men in psychiatry and psychology anyway. So I'm sure he's across it as well.
I feel like a nice way for men to think about changing is like showing their sons. Like I feel like I heard someone say the other day that they loved having a kid because they can relive all the things that they did as a kid.
That is crazy.
Like they can go and like have a first birthday. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like.
Leave the kids out of this.
Oh, like, is it getting
imagine
selfish?
Imagine saying that you want to have a kid just so you can re-experience your childhood.
I don't know why I really like that concept. Maybe because I'm a bit self-centered, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about psychiatrists and psychologists coming on the internet, and I haven't looked them up, so I'm not sure, but like really spooking the differences between men and women.
Mm.
I feel like that's already like the domain of the internet is this whole idea that men and women are different.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
But even if they are, I wonder how much accountability he would encourage his audience to then take. I think about a lot of the men in my life who have these really big aspirations of the kind of man that they want to be. And a lot of it is rooted in fantasy. And I think that part of what frustrates me about this, we can't tell men to go to therapy, is that's a very practical solution for a fantastical problem exacerbated by life. So everybody wants to be something different. You want to be smarter, thinner, more successful, more creative or whatever. But the steps you take to get there, if we give the impression that men just naturally know what to do, those who don't fall between the cracks.
Yes.
And so if you're this man who's like, oh, I really thought by the age of 30, I would be a dad and I'd be a provider and I would, you know, be an amazing writer and I would do all these things and I haven't. If my only advice then is to just do it, and I haven't done it, and I don't know how to do it, and then I get stuck in this cyclical place of like, I'm not good enough, I can't do this thing, or da-da-da-da-da. And the gift that we're bestowed as being these natural thinkers is we now understand that there's a chasm between who we want to be and how we get there, and it does take a multi-pronged solution. Otherwise, you acknowledge you'll never get there and create smaller, more achievable goals, or you work towards the big thing, recognizing that you still might not get there, but the journey is great.
Every day I thank God that I am who I am and I wasn't born a boy because I just love talking. I'm making a generalization, but I just can't imagine like having to temper my emotions and having to like keep things in.
I can. Shout out to the men worldwide. I feel you.
You've been listening to the Flex and Frooms Daily Podcast. For more, tune in to Cater on DAB or stream it on iHeartRadio.